What about this musical instrument that people can play with their mouth, you know, moving it from side to side?
A harp.
Have you ever heard that called anything else?
Well, there are several types of harps. Several types, rather. There's one called a pinch harp, and a Jew's harp. Those two I'm familiar with. Maybe some others, but I can't recall.
You'd have to distinguish a harp from a Jew's harp. Could you do that by calling that a harmonica?
Yeah, harmonica. French harps, harmonica, and Jew's harp. It's the harps played by the teeth, by vibration.
And this thing that you pound nails with, you call that a
hammer.
And I want to ask you just a couple of questions about a wagon, and we'll let it go.
Okay.
Do you know what the wooden thing that runs between the horses is called on a wagon?
Well, the old expression they called the wagon tongue.
Tongue? Mm-hmm. And what about if you were going to hitch up your horse to a buggy, the things that you would back him between?
Shafts.
And on a wagon wheel, right in the middle of the wheel, that thing. The hub. And spokes go out from the hub.
Extend outward.
What do you call the outer edge of the wheel? That's the
radius.
The radius, or is that the same as what people might call the rim?
Rim, oh rim. Tire, they call it two things. The rim was a piece of metal that was made that extended around the radius of the wheel. It was made from metal. And eventually, after rubber was made, they then put rubber tires, or they called it then a tire. They had two expressions for it, rim and a tire. If it's made of rubber, they call it a tire. If it's made of metal, they call it a rim.
Do you know what the traces on a wagon are?
Yeah.
What do you call the thing that the traces come back and attach to?
Oh, a single tree.
Single tree. And if you have two of them, they'd both be attached to the...
To the, I'm not that familiar with a wagon. Sure not.
Would it just be double tree?
Double tree, yeah, that would be it. Double tree, yeah.
Okay. Gosh,
it's been 50 years since I've ridden a wagon, been darn near that long since I've seen one, almost.
I tell you, somebody had dug.
Take in the most pertinent things for you.
Beg your pardon?
Go ahead, ask her the most pertinent questions that you may think will be most essential to you.
Let's see. I was asking yesterday about a wagon. Let me ask you about this expression. If you saw a man with a load of wood in his wagon pass by your door, and a little while later he came back with it empty, and he came back with it full again, did this all day, you'd say he was doing what?
He was, our term that we would use, it would be, he was hauling wood. Mm-hmm. Instead of carrying.
Right.
Southern expression would be hauling.
What would you say you might have to do if a tree had fallen across the road and you needed to get by? You might tie a rope around it and try to do what to get it off the road?
Pull it. Drag.
That word drag, you say that you drag something today, yesterday you
drug it,
and you have
past tense.
Right. Okay. Let's see. What do you say you're doing when you have to break the ground in the field for the first time to plant something?
Well, the only expression I've heard, of course, they're different operations, but more or less planting covers that one.
Is there anything in particular that you call the plow that you use to break the ground for the first time?
No, not that I know of. I'm not too familiar with agriculture, either in the present or in the past.
Don't know anything about different types of plow?
No.
Have you ever heard of anything called a harrow?
Oh, yes. Yes, I've heard of harrow. That's what they use to smooth the ground, the plows, and so forth out.